by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is a tailor-made episode for you and I.
Absolutely. We get to talk about food. What's better than that?
Nothing better than that. We're joined this morning by Melissa Libby. She's the owner of Melissa Libby & Associates. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you. Appreciate you stopping by. We're just days away from the holidays, and I know you have an awful lot going on, so excited to have you here. Before we get into our conversation, though, about all the exciting food happenings going around the town right now, take a few quick seconds to tell us a bit about Melissa Libby & Associates.
Well, I like to tell everyone that I eat and drink for a living, so that's what I do. I have a public relations agency here in Atlanta, and we work with restaurants, so it's very fun.
Outstanding.
And yet she maintains this fantastic figure. I haven't figured out how she does that yet.
Thank you.
She must sample.
Well, I hear
she does. Right. No clean plates.
Yeah, I hear she does some webinars, so hopefully she'll do some learning about how you and I can eat and not look like we eat.
I don't know. I think we just can't eat at all. So
is that the deal? That's what I'm doing wrong then.
Yeah, you're supposed to just sample.
Okay, well, that's not any fun.
So let's talk a little bit about The Dish.
Okay, great. So we have a weekly newsletter called The Dish that is all about Atlanta restaurant happenings. So it'll tell you who's got half-price wines this Wednesday and who's opening soon and who has a new chef and where the parties are, and it comes out every Tuesday morning, and you can sign up on our website, melissalibbypr.com, and you too can be in the know.
Oh, very cool.
Well, that's a competitive market. There's a lot of thought leadership out there about the local food scene and all that. So what do you do differently? How do you do it? Obviously, with the business that you're in, you have the relationships and connections there, but how do you maintain that into a way where it becomes a really treasured resource?
Well, you know, everyone goes out to eat every week. And so I think that what The Dish offers is what's current at that very moment. And so we really try hard not to be we don't go too far into the future. It is truly a resource for that week or the coming week.
Oh, okay.
So it's very, very current about what's going on. And I think it's a lot of work, obviously, because we have to really stay on top of things. But we get a lot of great feedback from our subscribers. So I think we do a good job with that.
So we've got Christmas coming up. For those who are, you know, home for the holidays but don't want to cook that big Christmas meal. Yeah. What's out there? Who's open? Where should they go?
Well, two suggestions as far as, first, there are a lot of restaurants open on Christmas Eve, and even some open on Christmas. It used to be no one was open during that time frame, and it's just, I guess it's a change in people's habits, but there's a demand, and so the restaurants are open. So I would check with any of your favorite restaurants. They may close a little bit early on New Year's Eve. They may not be open on Christmas Day, but there are definitely some good opportunities out there. And then if you want to cook at home or have something brought in from home, that's another huge market now. Bellina Alimentari and Pont City Market, you can go get a nice cheese and salami board with olives. They put it all together for you. You can do that. Storico in Buckhead is another place you can get a full lasagna. Bring it home, put it in your pan, cook it. Looks like you made it. It's delicious. You want to go casual, you can have a Willie's come in over and cater. You could do a taco bar for the kids. So there's a lot of catering options and a lot of take-home options, and then a lot of restaurants that are just open. So it shouldn't be hard.
Well, you forget about the catering side of this thing.
Right.
I mean, I'll be perfectly frank. I'm one of those guys, those old school guys that for a long time thought, no, you have to cook the home-cooked meal. I mean, that's what you have to do. Now, this past Thanksgiving, my wife and I went to dinner at a local restaurant, one of our favorites. And it was a wonderful experience.
Exactly.
And we got to cook our own Thanksgiving meal later that weekend. But, I mean, I guess what I'm asking you is let the audience know that it's perfectly okay to leave the home and go out to a dining experience. And as you said, more and more restaurants are doing this because it is a hot market now. And what a wonderful way to do it. And just to relax and enjoy the fellowship with your friends and family.
Exactly. And I think the restaurants have heard what people are looking for. So it's no longer a hotel ballroom that's, you know, stuffy and doesn't feel good. These restaurants have choices. It's not a buffet. It's Would you like turkey? Would you like ham? Maybe you want a steak. You know, the kids want this. It's very accommodating to all different sorts of people. And you only have to do it once to realize that you don't have the dishes, you don't have the prep, you don't have the leftovers. That's the only bad part.
That's true.
That's the only negative I can find about it is there aren't any leftovers. But the restaurants have heard what people are looking for. And honestly, it's built on itself because once you do it, you really see how much fun it is for everyone.
Mm-hmm. All right. Melissa Libby, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Melissa Libby, the owner of Melissa Libby & Associates and the power behind the food blog, The Dish. So before we continue on with the show, we talked about going out to Christmas dinner at local restaurants. I just want to be sure, there's going to be a list of open restaurants on The Dish, yes?
Yes, on our blog, Atlanta Dish.
All right, good.
It's very exciting. So what about New Year's? For those who haven't made New Year's plans, what are some options that are still available?
Well, it's a good time to make the plans. Historically, no one makes plans until right after Christmas. So pretty much whatever you want to do will still be available at this time. I did do a little research and have a few suggestions for your listeners of different things around town, but also there are certainly restaurants that are just open for dinner on New Year's Eve. But one of my suggestions is Ray's on the River. It's a great, great, great restaurant, right? Best scene in town. They're doing a Great Gatsby masquerade ball.
Oh, how fun is that?
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So they're doing that. That will be a ton of fun, and it's very reasonably priced. And I just think that would be a good suggestion
to go. That.
Yeah. And they ask that you dress up and everything.
Oh yeah,
so it'll be fun. There's a new place in town in Midtown called Five Church, and it's a great. It's named after their original location in Charleston on 5th and Church. That's why it's called Five Church, in case you're wondering. It's not a church. Yeah. And they have they're in Midtown and Colony Square, and they're doing a big party on their rooftop at 10
Ooh.
O'clock. So they have specials for dinner beforehand, and then they have a big party on their rooftop after. So that will be a really cool place to go. Another brand new restaurant in town is American Cut. It's in the Shops Buckhead, Atlanta. And they open middle of October. So they're really, really new, packed, delicious steaks, just a really swanky restaurant. And they have the coolest cocktail bar upstairs called the Regent Cocktail Club. So the Regent Cocktail Club is going to have a big New Year's Eve party for the people that eat dinner at American Cut. So you make your reservation, you have a nice steak and fine wine dinner, and then you at 10 o'clock, you get admitted to the Regent Cocktail Club for a party. So that's another very cool opportunity. If you want to be casual, Hobnob, which is in Midtown, it's across from Smith's Old Bar. So I was thinking, well, you could go to Hobnob and have dinner and then go over to Smith's. I looked up, they've got a band called the Backyard Birds. I don't know them, but they're local. So you could go to Hobnob and have dinner. Or at 10 o'clock, Hobnob is going to do all-you-can-eat pizza and all-you-can-drink Sweetwater 420 for $39 in advance, $49 at the door per person. So that's a pretty good deal. And you don't have to dress up and you can just have fun. And then when I started thinking about music, it made me think of Vinkman's, which is a great newest venue in Atlanta. And you can do like a dinner and show there. And they have Ruby Vell and the Sylphonics.
Wow.
And she's awesome. If y'all haven't heard her, she's like an Amy Winehouse sort of voice. So that's what they're doing on New Year's Eve.
Hmm. How fun.
Is there a package deal to do all of them? Because there's also
that sounds like an opportunity there.
Thinking about that. No, I see. I'm one of those guys, Carol. I don't like to go with the other millions that are hanging around Times Square. I mean, I don't like going to those big kind of street parties. I mean, I would much rather go to some intimate little environment like that and to celebrate with a good meal and good company. I mean, that just has a much bigger appeal to me.
I think that's funny. So do you know what I'm doing for New Year's, Todd?
Yeah, actually, and I just remembered as I was saying that. But, you know, there's obviously millions of people who love doing that. That's just not my thing. But what Melissa's talking about, that's more up my boat.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you just got to check something off the bucket list, though.
Oh, I get that.
So, Melissa, you've given us a great overview for the rest of 2016, but 2017 is just right around the corner. Any new restaurants opening?
Oh, absolutely. A couple that are opening in early January. We have a new Marlowe's Tavern coming to Brookhaven. Marlowe's is just a fabulous restaurant, and probably a lot of people know it. So they're excited to come to the Brookhaven area. And then Rise Artisan Pizza is opening its second location in Sandy Springs. It is a really unique pizza concept using a lot of technology. It's delicious, and they're really excited about that. And then everyone's favorite, Sublime Donuts.
Mm.
Yes. They are opening their third location, and it will also be in Sandy Springs. So Sandy Springs is kind of the hot spot right now for eating and drinking. So
how fun is that?
Very, very cool. It's dangerous that it's so close
to the
studio.
You could hit them all in one day. You could do breakfast, lunch, dinner, or you could do lunch, dinner, and a donut.
There you go.
Donuts can fit any part of the
That's
day.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
It could be breakfast. It could be a snack. Yeah.
All right. Well, Melissa, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they find you? Where can they learn more about Melissa Libby and Associates? And where can they sign up again for The Dish?
All of the above at melissalibbypr.com.
All right.
Thank you.
That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com. or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Melissa Libby, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.